One of Miss Nay's favourites.
Absolutely.
Fresh for a Friday. And since we're celebrating local talent, mm-hmm. we've got a special local interview lined up on the phone right now. Miss Nay, where are we going? Who are we talking to?
So, she has taken social media by storm, TikTok and Instagram, just over, I think, a year, if not under a year. She has amassed an amazing social media presence with over 500,000 TikTok followers grown and 136,000 Instagram followers in the space of a year. She is a fitness powerhouse. She's a dancing queen. She's also known as the Makenge or Fit Glow, the Dancing Glow. Please let's welcome Gloria Ngobo.
Gloria!
Welcome!
Morning, how are you feeling?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We are awesome. Thank you so much for having your little chit-chats with us here on Radio Life and Style. We are so excited to have you here. For the listeners who are not sure who Fit Glow is, who Shap Makenge, Shap Lapo is, can you tell us who is Gloria?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. You guys actually got me amped up there with the music when I was waiting to come online.
Yeah.
I am Fit Glow, known as the light and the joy and this happy, bubbly sparkle. I believe that my purpose is to be joy and light to this world. And I'm basically on social media making things happen for myself.
Amazing.
I'm taking it on as a career. I'm a full-time content creator now. Yes, as you said, I've been doing it for a year. So last year, I decided to challenge myself and quit my 8-to-5.
Wow.
And God willing, this is where I am now. And yeah, so I'm basically just this little sparkle that you guys have been seeing on social media.
And we love to see your sparkle shine, whether it's through your dancing videos or even your amazing fits. You really do serve the fashion trends. But can you tell us, a year ago, what was that viral moment that got that traction and made people start noticing Fit Glow?
Yeah, sure. So there's actually two aspects of it. So last year, I did my very first, not last year, it was the year before. No, it was last year, yes. I did my very first Comrades Marathon in 2023,
mm-hmm.
and I captured some of those moments.
Yes.
And I posted that on TikTok, and that did really well, but it only
wow.
helped me accumulate about 5,000 followers,
mm-hmm.
which was sharp great. Even then, I still didn't think, okay, I'm a content creator. But then the one day at home in our lounge, I was just being myself, grooving and dancing and having a good time with my partner.
Yes.
And he recorded me, and I didn't know or I didn't notice. And afterwards, he showed me that DVD. And he was like, I dare you to post it on your TikTok. Like,
wow.
You have 5,000 followers on TikTok. Post it on TikTok. I'm like, hell no. I'm not going to expose myself on social media and allow people to see who I really am.
Wow.
And he's like, post it. So I posted that video, and that video has, I think, over 3 million
wow.
views now.
That's amazing.
And that's the video that gained traction and helped me go viral and get followers and really just embrace this content creator thing. I still don't know what I'm doing half of the time. But yeah, that is the video that went viral.
Amazing. And I think it's really inspiring that you say, even now with your amazing social media presence, you sometimes don't know what it is that you're doing, but you're doing it anyways. Can you let the viewers know? I think Sumeya, Abad, and Kelly Jade Augustine asked on our social media post, what is your secret to your positive energy? And can you hotspot us some of that positive energy?
I'm really trying to hotspot everyone every single day by uploading these videos and sharing the joy. But really, my secret is Jesus. I won't lie. So, like 2 years ago, I was really not in a very good space in terms of work and just in terms of my life and a lot of things. And I think in life, you have a purpose and you have this thing that you're meant to be and pursue,
mm-hmm.
but life has a way of weighing you down, and that's exactly what happened to me based on my past traumas and just things that I hadn't dealt with allowed my light to be dimmed and
yes.
not my light and my light wasn't shining, sorry. And what I did is I seek for some help. And during that process of seeking some help, I was able to speak about things that challenged me and my past traumas. I was able to challenge myself to do things that are hard, such as the Congo Marathon.
Amazing.
And I had lots of time to reflect and think, and I allowed myself to embrace the pain and the feeling and go through the emotion and really just become the woman that I meant to be. And as I said, with God by my side, like, that is where I get my fuel from and my energy from. The secret is really Jesus.
Wow. That's amazing. So what we're hearing you say is that you have gone through many trials, tribulations, but you sought after some help. You did your inner work and you just posted yourself online, not a curated, perfect version of yourself, just your raw, vulnerable self. And it worked for you?
Absolutely. That's correct.
That's awesome. And before we let you go, before we ask you for your social media and plug us with how we can follow you and get some of your shamakenge energy, what message do you want to leave to people who are wanting to pursue their passion, but maybe they are a little bit too nervous or scared, like how you were, to really show themselves online?
Yeah, I think the one thing that I am trying to preach, even through my social media presence, is authenticity is key. Like, social media is hectic. It's really hectic. And sometimes it can get us into thinking that maybe being myself is not the right thing to do. But if there's one thing I can encourage any listener or anyone that wants to know what that one tip, it's being yourself and embracing yourself as well. It's very important to accept yourself for who you are and allow yourself to be who you are. The right people will find you. Yes, there are people that are not meant to be for you. Like, I've been bullied many times. But that's okay. I'm okay with that because I know that I'm being myself.
Yes.
I'm embracing myself. I love myself. And I'm authentic in every single thing
beautiful,
that I do.
Beautiful. So the word is to stop trying to be like everybody. Just be yourself. And the world will embrace you. That is so beautiful. Where can we find you on socials, Fitlo?
So on TikTok, I'm known as Gloria Nogwazi. Gloria with a pink heart. Find the one with the pink heart.
The pink heart, okay.
And on Instagram, it's FitGlo. And I'm currently pursuing YouTube as well. So that is just global.
We will keep an eye out for you on YouTube. And I see you've already posted one of your Friday morning energy videos.
So
I'm giving that a like. We're definitely giving it a thumbs up here at Radio Life and Style. Mike, do you have any last words for FitGlo or any questions?
I'm taking notes here, FitGlo. And for those who are maybe keen to align themselves with your energy and your positivity, now you're a full-time content creator, are you available for brand collaborations? I mean, how do you make this a career? How do you monetize this for you?
Yes, I'm absolutely available for brand collaborations and working with brands. I recently pursued like in-person collaboration with brands and not just social media, which I found very interesting and very fulfilling as well, like connecting with people in person. I am also on a journey of like starting a business, like where I get to interact with people, whether it be through festivals, fitness festivals, or like boot camps. I'm not sure what that looks like, but that's the journey I am currently on.
Hey, well, we'll be watching the journey with anticipation.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
I'm so excited to see what you have next, Gloria. That is Gloria Ngobo, a social media powerhouse. If you do not follow her on social media, check her out on Instagram and TikTok. She's going to give you some of her amazing shablapo energy. And thank you so much for joining us. We loved having you on E!
Yeah.
Thank you so much for having me.
Have a rough Friday.
Thanks, FitGlo.
Thank you.
You heard it here on Radio Life and Style. I'm giving you some more good vibes.